Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying. Okay.
Can't have a burger without Megan Berg.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go Hilo.
And Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
Plus our super premium sponsors.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we love to watch on Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender, and joining me on this cold, windy New York day is Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
You sounded like you were cutting out, but it was just your regular voice cutting out.
Voice,
you're
yeah.
like,
Yeah.
You know, New York, I have to say, it's not that cold.
Yeah, although you aren't at my parents' house where I'm currently sitting here in slippers because my bedroom has no insulation and it's basically like -3 degrees in here.
Well, I'm here day in my bunk bed in a loft hotel in Soho.
Wow.
So there you go.
Day two as the inmate in a loft hotel. If only we could. If only we could be somewhere warmer and more luxurious. A place like the Summer House.
Summer House, eh?
Summer House, eh? But before we get into talking about Summer House, let's shill something, why don't we? Like our live shows. Go to WatchWhatCrappens.com to buy tickets to our live shows, Houston, Detroit, Irvine, and many more destinations. Go buy some tickets. It'll help support the podcast, and in return, you'll have an excellent time at the shows. We guarantee it, like Men's Warehouse. For real, it's going to be fun.
We don't sell coats anymore.
We sell
Coat Factory, but we sure do sell lots of Watch What Crappens.
We sell memories. But for real, I think we're doing a live show tonight at the Bowery Ballroom in New York City, and we can't imagine it'll be anything less than stellar. And you're going to hear all the stories that are going to trickle out onto the Facebook group and the Facebook page and Instagram and Twitter. And you're going to feel FOMO, but you don't have to feel the FOMO because you can just buy tickets. So we're really excited to come to a city near you.
Yeah, if you feel FOMO, just imagine Danielle. Just imagine Danielle narrating your life. She's like, yeah. Hi, I'm Danielle. I'm from Hoboken.
Yeah. Producers were like, yeah, don't come to Summer House this weekend. So this is an important episode in the Summer House. Watch What Crappens life, because this was the episode that I thought I was going to be on, but I was edited out just like a piece of fish thrown back into the water or a whole fish. I don't know why I chose that analogy, but that's what I'm going to land on. Yeah.
I hate when people edit fish.
I know. I'm like, I knew there's one more fish in this show, but I didn't get
Can
to
I
see
please
it.
Have a and chips? It's like, wait a minute, why do I only have French fries here? They edited out the fish.
For six months, I have been looking forward to this moment, to seeing myself in a cutaway shot at the Summer House. Just a perfunctory one.
I am so mad for you. I would have been furious before, but I forgot because I'm a dumb person, and I forgot that this was the moment.
I know.
So I didn't know I was supposed to be waiting, but now that I knew that I should have been waiting, I'm mad at myself for not waiting, and then even more mad at the show for making me not wait when I should have been waiting, and then disappointing me, which it didn't because I forgot.
For those of you who are wondering what the hell I'm even talking about, it's because when Ronnie and I came to New York last time for our show at Gotham, as it happens, I was planning to go visit a friend in the Hamptons, my friend Neil and Nate, who are just lovely, and we had met some of the Summer House people, and they were like, oh, you're gonna be in the Hamptons, you should come by the Summer House. So Neil and I went to the Summer House. We spent an evening there, and I have been so excited for this moment to be able to say, like, oh my God, then this happened. Oh, here's the real story about what you saw. But they cut the whole thing out, so there's nothing for me to tell.
But it's still important because you were there the episode that Ashley came in town and threw a watermelon.
Yes, I was. And like the entire time I was like, oh my God, I have to bite my tongue about the fact that Ashley threw a watermelon the night before, that I wasn't there. I've had to bite my tongue for months about Steven's bombshell from last night. And I mean, you knew about it also, but like we both have been biting our tongues about it. And I was so excited to be part of this momentous occasion. And no, it's not happening.
Well, I was excited because I was going to be part of it via FaceTime because you guys FaceTimed me. And I was like, oh my God, it's the Workus twins and Steven and Kyle and so many other people. And then I wasn't even on a tiny little phone screen. You know what?
Yeah. And you were at Leah Black's house and you were there with like Heather McDonald and like Leah Black and some other people. So it was like all this like Bravo God,
doesn't
moment.
Doesn't that seem like 10 years ago?
I know it does. Well, okay.
You were the class of 93 with Leah Black and Heather McDonald and so and bloody blah. I'm like, I literally don't know. Did I have hair? Because it seems like it was 20 years ago.
Yes. Well, why don't we dive into this? Yes. Let's dive into this Ben and Neil free episode of Summer House.
Wow. Way to kill it.
Yeah. No. And I'll try to pepper in details where I can. But again, since my entire evening at the house was cut out of the show, like the entire everything that happened in that house that night was not even on the show. So,
oh, that sucks.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I actually think it's a blessing in disguise because the last thing upstaged. I need is to see me from like an angle, like me slouched over and being like, oh my God, that's what I look like, and spiraling. It's probably better this way.
Well, Danielle wasn't there either. She got cut out too. Part of me wonders if Danielle was there and they just cut her out anyway. Because she's narrating the beginning and she's like, everyone's so dramatic. See you, drama queens. I'm from Hoboken. Yeah. Like, I think she literally said that.
She goes, enjoy your BS, guys. Have fun at Summer House. I'm going to be in Hoboken. I'm like, don't act like you're happier to be in Hoboken than in the Hamptons where it's beautiful.
I'm where the real fun's at. LinkedIn.
Yeah. It's funny because I have to say, I was like, when Danielle came on the show, I was like, I don't remember her from the Summer House because I met basically the whole cast. I was like, I don't remember her. Wow, she must be that unmemorable. But now I realize she just wasn't there, much like I wasn't there on Bravo's.
And record. Neither one of you have found a job yet. I'm just kidding. So we open this as we do a lot of the episodes. City, city, city. We're in the city. Hey. It's like, look, crosswalks, people on cell phones. I'm from Hoboken. Danielle's looking for a job. Lindsay's thinking a spin class guy is hot. Carl's getting his teeth whitened. I just wrote, lol, 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 lol.
Yeah, the machine just fritzes out and goes into smoke. Like, I cannot do this anymore.
It's like a protest outside of teeth whitening machines.
Carl's like, I'm just trying to work on my communication a little bit more. Teeth whitening machine, I just want you to make my teeth look a little bit whiter. I cannot do this.
You know, sometimes on these shows, I just feel like I harp on people so much, especially, you know, obviously everybody, but especially the people I really don't like. And sometimes I feel guilty because Carl really does look cute. You know, he looks cute. Like he's so cute and nice. And he has this beautiful, I was going to say white smile, but who cares?
He's like, got a great tan, nice on smile, his teeth.
You know,
yeah.
Like just seems so sweet and stuff. And then episodes like this, I'm like, nope, you're an asshole. And that's why I hate you. And that's why I'll always harp on you. Okay. Do not trick me with your stupid smile.
No, he is hot, but he's an asshole, which is why I can never be sexually attracted to him.
No, it's not hot. Well, for me,
I think he's hot.
It's not a hotness. It's like
cute hot.
Sweet, like he has a sweetness to him.
Well, he plays the sweet like card. Sweet. He plays the sweet card, and he eats it too. Brown teeth.
Let me tell you this. I've fallen for lots of Carls. Carl. I've matched with lots of Carls in my time.
Now, Carl, have you messed with Carls before? Carl, you ever messed with yourself, Carl? So everyone get excited. There's gonna be a lot of Workus on this episode. Like it's the Workus circus is back. But first. Kyle and Amanda.
First, the Statue of Liberty.
First, give us your tired and your poor, which is also the cast of Summer House. So, Kyle and Amanda are at a bar, and Amanda's like, well, I spent like a weekend away from Kyle making guacamole for other people, and like I can really see how much Kyle misses me now. He planned dinner.
And he's like, whoa, there's some intense drink syrups here. She's like, yeah, you see, he loves me.
Yeah, like he actually used Open Table tonight, and like that's a big step for Kyle.
She goes, maybe I should spend more weekends alone. And Kyle goes, is the kitchen open? No. God, I'm a bad planner.
I was like, bar kitchen. I was like, I can't believe this is the way the episode's beginning. Like drama because the bar kitchen is closed.
But then we get to hear another good Kyle idea. Look, if I ever meet Kyle again, I need to give Kyle some better ideas. Because yeah. A calorie counting app? No, sir. It's called Lose It. And then this, he goes, have you ever heard of this restaurant concept? It's called a reverse speakeasy. Like, is that a whisper loud? Difficulty? Whisper loud. Like,
yeah, whisper hard. hum hard. What is a reverse speakeasy? Is it like you walk in? I actually truly don't understand. Like the bar, the bar is at, I think a reverse speakeasy is called like a restaurant.
Even reading the word reverse speakeasy, the term, just makes me crack up. What the fuck is that? What is that? I don't know what it is. And then he goes, hey, can I like show her around? And they're like, sure, guy who's going to invest thousands of dollars in something that makes no sense. And you know this is a fake scene because Amanda just leaves her purse on the bar. It's not that much of a reverse speakeasy. She's like, who's going to rob you at a reverse speakeasy? It's like the safest place ever.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, hey, can you mind if I show Amanda your kitchen that's closed for the night? It's like, see, now why would anyone want to, hey Amanda, look, here's the fridge that's, they normally are opening and closing if they're be cooking for us, which they absolutely won't be because it's closed for the
night. She's like, what is this? And he's like, it's an open kitchen, it's a closed kitchen that they open. And she's like, oh my god, look, there's carrots being sauteed.
It's a reverse closed kitchen. I have this new concept for a restaurant. It's called the reverse closed kitchen. It's like it's a restaurant that has a kitchen that's open.
She's so, like, wait a minute, does this mean you were kidding about the reverse speakeasy? Because I left my purse on the bar.
So Kyle's like, yeah, I mean, we just spent the last weekend apart because, oh, by the way, so the kitchen's open. He has like a romantic meal set up for her in there. She's like, Kyle. So he's like, you know, we spent the last weekend apart. It was a big wake-up call for me. I mean, I can't go through my whole life without having guac made.
Why did he say whales? I wrote down whales.
I'm not
sure. We spent the last weekend apart. Like whales? He's like, hey, it's a wake-up call for me. On my Samsung knot?
Maybe whales spend time
apart? Kyle, I was like, oh my god, you mean the world to me. I don't show it, but I've never felt closer to you.
Yeah. And then he's like,
well, that makes sense at least.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was like, that makes sense. That tracks. So Kyle's like, here, Amanda, I got you a gift. And she opens it. It's like a carabiner. I was like, are they going to go mountain climbing? I got you a pass. I got you a day pass to a rock wall.
Oh yeah, here's the keys to my heart on a lesbian snap chain from Home Depot, like the exit line. Oh, I get it now. I get my own stupid joke now. He's like, it was like a wake up call for me on my reverse Samsung phone. Not because it was his iPhone. Sorry, it's still bad now. But I just, for those people who were confused, I had to let you know what I was thinking back then.
I think way people need to see the process. Yeah. So
spinning beach ball.
So then we see Lauren arriving at the Hamptons with a bunch of Amazon Prime boxes, clearly for Steven. And it's a big, exciting moment because guess who's with her? Oh my God, Ashley? Ashley? Oh my God.
Ashley?
I can't believe I haven't been here. It feels so weird.
This is so weird.
So weird. So weird.
So weird. Oh my God. So weird. This is like so weird.
Like here. Like I'm not in California.
It's so weird. Like you look like me, but you're wearing an off the shoulder outfit like with the pirate flip. Wait, is that me? I'm wearing that too.
I'm wearing a tank top, but I can change it to a pirate flip also. Like I like a flap. Let's have a flap that goes all around. Like a circumnavigates my body, a flap. Yeah.
Did these girls call each other like, okay, you're going to wear the off-the-shoulder pirate thing, right? Okay,
yeah, You're about to flap. I'm about to flap, too. And so Lauren's giving the tour. She's like, so this is Carl's room. Carl, this is your room. This is Carl's room. Carl. I don't know why I wrote that down. I just think it's funny. Honestly, every single time she says Carl, it cracks me up. Carl.
Carl. Try and say Carl really fast 7 times without getting a twisted tongue. Carl. Say I can't do it.
Carl. 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 I did it.
slowly though. I did it faster.
Car. Oh yeah, you can always see Carl.
There's like an L. You get Carl-tongued. When you do.
You drop the L. It's a silent L. Hey ladies. Hey ladies, it's Carl with a silent L. The car.
I have to point out that this, even the music on the show, is so privileged. Okay. This is the song that leads us into the scene. I want the beach, the sand. I want the beach beneath my feet. I want to get it bumping, girls, boys, everybody dancing. Want it, I want it. I just wrote, you want a lot. Get a job, white song. Like, Jesus Christ. The song deserves everything.
So the Worka Circus is in town because their older sister, Rachel, is going to be getting married, and they're throwing a bachelorette. So they're going to have a whole party. And guess what? Priv is coming, guys. Priv is coming. Priv is coming.
Shocker. And I love that they act like they know Priv. They're like, hi, Priv.
Hi, Priv. Priv, you want to come?
Yeah. Hey, Priv.
Yeah. So what's been going on?
I love you in the Hunger Games. You're like so good.
And they do a very – and so they decide they're going to have like a photo wall. So they put up a very rudimentary hang, like, streamer situation. It's like, okay, let's put up a streamer. Okay, I'm gonna put up three streamers. I think it's done. Yeah, it looks good. Looks good.
This scene with them on ladders with pink streamers and scissors. I almost fell down. just the image of them. It was so fucking funny seeing them back together again. And Ashley's like, well, like, obviously I've asked her. And Lauren's like, yeah, obviously I've told her, but, like, not detail. But, like, you know, like, obviously I've asked her, but, like, not detail. Like, I don't know yet. But, like, it's our old sister. Work a circus. Hashtag Priv. Priv, work a circus. Jesus Christ. Anything else you would like to sell? And they're like, hashtag pink streamers.
Yeah. What's going on with you and Carl? What's going on with you and Carl? I mean, I feel like I'm getting a lot of hate from a lot of people. It's like deja vu from last year. Like, Ashley, look at my face. It's like not deja vu. But it's not deja vu. Like, look at my face. It's a deja vu. Ashley, yeah, it's a deja vu. Like, I expect zero. It's like not deja vu.
Okay.
It's not deja vu.
I mean, like, I'm looking at your
like
face.
Beyonce, like, I'm not deja vu. It's like I expect
like
zero.
Top is deja vu. I remember
did you time you? Like, I'm making the best before? Of it. Did oh you time you? Are you making the best out of someone? Are you making out of someone?
You know what? I've been here before. So she's like, coming into summer, I thoroughly misjudged the chemistry that Carl and I had.
Yeah, I finally feel like we're finally on a really good page. It's like we're like on a really good page, on like an even, but like on an even book. But it's like not a classic, but it's like a modern classic. It's like A Wrinkle in Time, like with Oprah. But it's like the real book. It's like the book that I read. It's like, you know, like what's a really good book that's like I read recently that I really liked. It's like he's just not that into you, but it's like not that about that, you know?
Yeah, I just crossed out a couple of words, and then the title made sense. So it was like amazing. Like I misjudged the chemistry, and then it shows a clip of Carl going, "Make my bed." And then Ashley's like, hello, he cheated on you, he screwed you over. And she's like, yeah, but none of that's a race.
We're like on a good page now. We're like on a really good page. Like it was a bad page before, but now it's a good page. And now I think like I don't know what the next page would be like. It's like a good page.
Is it a race?
Like
is it a race?
It's like
is it racist?
It's like PS for page.
Like a race where you both run.
Did you hear that Sue Grafton died before she got to Z? Nobody did you hear that? No.
So Ashley goes, oh, so making the best out of it means making out with someone. And she goes, you know what, Ashley? Sometimes it's fun, okay? Sometimes making out is just fun. It doesn't have to be anything more than that.
Yeah. You ever had fun?
And I pressed pause. And it was 9:11 on the timer. And I was like, tragic makeout fun. And then I took a picture of Ashley holding scissors in her hand with streamers. And I was like, this is the saddest and happiest 9/11 ever. I'm going to take a break.
And I can report, hey, here's a good firsthand nugget from someone who was in the summer house that weekend. I saw that streamer display in person, and it was very sad. There you go. That's the sort of insight you get on Watch Your Crappens, streamer insight. So then the song, I wrote down what the next song was. It goes, is you alive? Is you alive? I'm like, no, I'm dead on the inside because I'm watching this show. And I love it. Everyone hates it, but I love it.
Yeah, I do too. She's like, I finally have this, Ashley. I finally have this. And she goes, what the fuck are you doing? I have Brad. Why did I write that? I don't know. But coming up, rape and bowling ball assaults. Oh, because it was the throwing the watermelon. And she's like, suck it, bitches. What did she say? We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to it. So, So now we have Steven, Kyle, and Amanda are coming in from the city. And then Lindsay is driving with Carl, and she, like, can't drive. She's, like, driving in the shoulder or something like that.
Kyle's like, what you doing back there, buddy? And Steven's, like, masturbating and hating you. Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm just sitting back here hoping that none of the workuses touch my Amazon Prime boxes. Hey, Steven, we touch your Amazon Prime box. Steven. Hey, Steven, where do you want us to put the box? Steven, we put the box over here. Do you want it over here? Steven?
Steven, Amazon Prime, Prime, same
day. Steven, where you want the box? Steven,
seriously, what is it? Like, what do you look at on Prime?
What do you look at Prime? What's a Prime? Do you ever think about, like, can you ever divide an Amazon Prime by a number? No, you can't, because it's Prime. Get it?
I just want my own Prime, Ashley. No. So Kyle and them come to the house, and he's like, the Worker Circus is in town. Double the twins, double the gum, double the spearmint, double the streamers, double the Briv, or whatever.
And then also, I think that this is when Rachel arrives too, the older sister, and Lauren's like, oh my God, I can't wait for tomorrow morning because I can't wait for all the stories from tonight. Oh my God.
She goes, I mean, Rachel comes in and she talks just like this. Oh my God, Carl, except yeah, Carl. Like this. Oh my God, Carl.
Yeah. She's like a little lower. Like, I talk like this, and Ash talks like this, but she talks like this.
She talks exactly the same, too, just like a little bit lower.
And then meanwhile, when Steven and Kyle, they all arrive, Steven's like, thank you for the car sickness. I only hit my head on the window twice. Kyle's like, whoa. Well, the twins are in town, which means double the fun, double the hair, double the interruptions.
It's like doing a show with me, eh? So one of the girls is like, oh my God, you guys. Hey, Steven, do you want an Alabama slammer? Do you know what that is? Because you're from Alabama. And he's like, I know what an Alabama Hot Pocket is, and you don't want to drink it.
I don't know what an Alabama Hot Pocket is, but I did not think it was something that you would even drink.
I think he thinks like a Hot Pocket is from Alabama.
I thought an Alabama Hot Pocket was a Hot Pocket. You know we have that in other
places too.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't want to drink it. Trust me. Lean Alabama Lean Pockets will put you 6 feet under.
So then they're showing off Rachel's big ring for her engagement ring, and Stephen just
check out a rock, 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 check out a rock.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson. And Stephen's like, Stephen turns to Lindsay like, guess what? Carl's teeth whitening aren't gonna get you that.
Oh. I didn't get that. I wrote it down, but I wrote question mark. What does that mean? What does teeth whitening have to do with diamonds? But I guess he meant affording it.
Yeah, he's not gonna get enough money to put that sort of rock.
Do you want me to introduce you to the inventor of the Alabama Lean Pocket? I know him.
So so Carl's car arrives, and so Carl walks in while Priv is doing their thing. He's like, holy cow, whoa, what is this? And Lauren's like, I'm getting my makeup done, Carl. He's like, you don't need this much makeup. You don't need this much.
Long pause. Love it.
They're like staring at him like, Carl, why are you ruining the Priv moment, Carl? Love it.
You and Ashley are wearing the exact same overalls, so that's cool. So then Kyle's singing to a hairdryer, and Amanda's like, I can't tell which one of us is hotter, Kyle. So then Lindsay comes in. She's like, hi, Raj. It's me, single Lindsay. What do I mean? It's like Lindsay, but single.
So Carl finally comes face to face with Ashley, and he's like, whoa, holy cow. He's like all nervous. He has like a big grin. You can see him like already starting to sweat and everything. And Ashley's like, so Carl, how's it going, Carl? He's like, oh, it's going pretty well. Left my job, started working at a dental startup, cleaning teeth, whitening teeth, and she just walks away. Okay, Carl, that's enough.
She's like, deep down, I want to punch this guy in the face and tell him shit. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to observe. So she just walks away. He's like, I got a job at a place called Glow. Check that's a Netflix show, Carl. Bye.
Carl. Yeah, I've been seeing some Stranger Things. Carl, that's another Netflix show.
He's like, whoa, I've really been making the killing. She's like, Carl, come on now.
I think I've really developed a queer eye, Carl. We'll circle back to that one.
It's like, what? Okay, you can be the queen. Here's a crown. Carl, come on now, Carl.
I don't know. I doing some science. I just recently altered some carbon. Carl, stop it, Carl. I don't know. I think I'm pretty bright. Like, Carl.
I'm going to go in the dark. Carl, God damn it, Carl. Okay, we all have Netflix, Carl.
Okay? Listen, ever since I lost my job, I've just been taking it one day at a time. Carl. Now that you're here, it's like a Fuller House.
Can't we just be friends? She's Carl. Like, Carl, that's not even a new Netflix show. It's just Carl. Like reruns on Netflix. Okay, Carl. Come on, Carl.
Carl.
You can do better.
I like Ashley just being quietly disappointed with Carl every time he makes a Netflix reference. Carl. Carl.
Hello. This is Countess Luann de Lesseps. I'm going to kill you all, but not before this ad. Would you believe it, girls? We have an ad.
So Steven's like, so what do you think of Carl? And Ashley's like, oh my God, is he behind me right now? Because I never know with you. Are you setting me up right now? He's like, no. She's like,
okay. Is the Carl coming from inside the house, Carl?
So the first thing he said to me isn't even like, hi, your name rhymes with like Pashley and like you're a twin of Lauren or like whatever. Like, how have you been? How's Brad? Like, what's going on? What's your job? Love your overalls. Like, is that a pirate ruffle? I haven't seen that one before. His first thing to say is like, hi, I have a job at a place called Glow, which isn't even a thing. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's like he's overcompensating, Steven. Like, I don't get it. Like, why would he? I asked him how he's doing and he told me how he's doing. That just seems strange to me, Carl.
Honestly, the only thing going into that guy's face and mouth is shit. I was like, what? Did I write that?
Steven is, he is very, very bitter. Very, very bitter.
Steven basically is like a chicken cutlet today that marinated in Steven juice and then cooked himself in a Steven oven and served himself in a Steven clay pot.
Oh, that's a little fancy in a Steven clay pot. And then was put into Steven Tupperware afterwards. Steven
today.
Well, it's kind of funny because, you know, obviously all this anger is coming from the big reveal at the end of the episode, but we have no idea. It just seems like Steven is just like super angry because all the things he's been angry about Carl at the season have been like kind of like nothing. It was like Carl sat down and started eating dinner before everyone else. He's like, he's like, Carl, you don't understand how you hurt people. It's like, he just ate dinner before you. So, like, it's kind of like bad storytelling on the producer's part because we don't have any context to what the hell is going on. We just think Steven's just kind of being a bitch.
Which it is hard to tell, yeah, because it's – and people were talking on the Facebook group last week. They're like, did they fuck? Like, is that the thing? Like, did they fuck? I don't know.
We don't know.
Because, you know, we ain't going to ask for no spoilers. I love me some Steven in real life, but I'm not going to be like, tell me everything because, look – you don't need a brilliant mystery like Summer House being ruined, okay?
Yes.
I don't want to know the end. I want to enjoy the journey. But from what I've heard, I mean, I think I would have heard, right? It feels like Steven would say, like, we fucked.
So here's why I thought I was going to be on the episode. Because I blew Carl. No, just kidding.
You fucked Carl.
No, the reason why is because Steven, at that night, Steven was like, so the stuff that he reveals at the end of the episode, he was like, he was at that point debating whether or not, like, he's like, should I say it? Should I not say it? I don't, you know, it's like, I don't know what to do. So then there was like a guy there at the house who also apparently may have known something. So Amanda had like gotten, I think had gotten word of it or something. So she was trying to pull it out of this guy and she was doing it right in front of me. And so there was like a camera right in my face. And Amanda's like, so, guy, like, what do you think about Carl? Yeah, what else do you think about Carl? She's being like really bad at it, and the camera kept going back and forth between her and the guy, and he like didn't know what to respond because he didn't really know what she was talking about. And she's like, "So, is there anything else about Carl? What do you think about Carl? Huh? He dresses so, well, huh?"
I was like, "So, if Carl was a reverse speakeasy and you were a key, what would his penis taste like?" Get to the point, Amanda.
And I was just like sitting there like in the middle of these two people. The camera's going back and forth. And I was like, this is so awkward. I'm like, I'm going to be caught on camera being frozen, holding like a cocktail in my hand, just watching it back and forth. It's like, it's honestly like that scene in Soap Dish when Sally Field is having a big fight with Elizabeth Shue and there's like a fan standing right there and and the fan is like, I just have to say I love you, and Sally Field goes, I love you too, and then gets back to the fight. I was the fan.
Well, you see, that's why we need to be together, because I'd just be like, did you fuck Carl? Did Carl fuck you? What was it like? Do you have pictures? Was this on Grindr? Show me everything.
Yeah, it was just all strange. But obviously they cut that all out, so like whatever. And I don't think I betrayed any sort of, well, I didn't sign anything, but like I don't think I betrayed any sort of, you know, spoiler thing. So it was just that like Amanda was trying to get it out, and so then finally Stephen was like, okay, I'm going to do it.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, were you there when the girls showed up and went, woo, woo?
No, that was the night woo! Before me.
That's the next part. They're like, woo. Yeah. And Lindsay's like, hi, it's me, Single Lindsay, Single Lindsay.
Yeah, so, like, I've been talking to Nick, the trainer, and, like, he just, like, makes me blush. And, like, that hasn't happened since Ara made me blush.
I haven't blushed in a long time since Ara. Like, I told Nick it's Bachelor Boot Camp, but I really want to spend time with him and not Ara.
I was like, you know who always had a comment about whenever I put on blush? Ara? Oh my god, I just totally thought about Ara.
But I was putting on blush, not like blush putting me on. Carl.
Should I call Everett to find out what he thinks about blush? Everett.
So this is a bachelor party, but of course with gays, because it's 2018. Okay. Mm-hmm. People. So get over it.
Yeah.
And there's another gay there, and his name is Matt, and Steven's like, Matt is aspirational. He's gay and married. I'm desperate. They're like, ding, Steven Kiev is ready. Anybody hungry?
So then the bachelorette, they start doing like a toast before they go out, and they're like, tonight is for girls and gays. And then Amit's like, and then someone else is like, and Amit too. And Steven goes, yeah, girls and gays.
Yeah, girls and gays.
Amit's like, I don't know what I ever did to Steven, but I'm just going to stand here and look pretty and quiet.
Yeah, he's like, guess I interrupted his bromance with Carl. Hey, Carl, from one possibly a tiny bit homosexual guy to another possibly a little bit homosexual guy, what's wrong with the, like, totally homosexual guy? And Carl's like, oh, I don't know, bro. Tell you what, Lauren doesn't need that much makeup, though. I'll tell you that. Sorry. Perfect.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, love it.
So then Amit gets really shady, and he's like, well, sorry, just stay home then. 100% gay. Like, it's not like you're going to hurt anyone's feelings. Maybe we'll have more fun without you. I was like, Amit, you've done nothing ever, okay? You had, like, a nice Jewish dinner. That yeah, was it.
Exactly.
And came on to lesbians. That's, like, all you've done the whole year. Please be quiet.
I actually felt really bad for Steven, mainly because when everyone left, he's like, ow, a worker stepped on my foot. I was like, that probably hurts a lot. As someone who's had, I've had a drunken girl step on my foot with her stiletto and it killed. I can't imagine a worker stepping on my foot with a stiletto.
Yeah, that's way harder. It's like a pirate stiletto.
Yeah.
That's it's like just like really single, sharp, like a peg leg. Like
that's like some single white female shit. Oh, by the way, little follow-up to Friday's episode. We were talking Top Chef, and we had a whole aside about Jennifer Jason Leigh. We finished the episode. 45 minutes later, I went to see Black Panther, and guess who was sitting right in front of me? Jennifer Jason Leigh. It was the most...
Oh my god, I was going to say Elizabeth Shue. God, I hate when I guess things wrong.
No, but I thought I saw Elizabeth Shue the other morning. I'm not sure if it was her or not. She disappeared so quickly. That's how it is in LA. You talk about Jennifer Jason Leigh, and then you can just actually manifest her. I mean, what an experience seeing Jennifer Jason Leigh watching Black Panther. I mean, that's like the dream.
You're like, it's so crazy. I was talking about JLL, and then I was talking to a friend from JCC, and I was like, wait a minute. Work is ow, my ankle. So Steven, Amit's like, just stay home. We'll have more fun without you. And then Steven does stay home. It looks like, at least, Steven does stay home when all the girls leave. And then he's like, ow, I got a work a century. So Kyle, Amit, and Lindsay and Steven are in the kitchen. And Lindsay's like, Danielle's not here. And I'm taking that room because I'm single Lindsay. And I'm like, sorry, you don't have a job, but get one.
It's like Summer of Lindsay. And like, Summer of Lindsay is really about being empowered. So my expression of being empowered is taking over someone's room for a weekend. It's like a really strong gesture on my part.
So far, the Summer of Lindsay isn't great. Hallelujah. So Amit is like, it really bugged me that Ashley had the same voice as Lauren at first. And Carl's like, okay, give me blow by blow updates. And he's like, long story short. And Carl's like, I'm fucked. Okay, that's the update. Like, I've never been with somebody who's so angry about Netflix. Like, seriously. Like, I tried every show on that fucking channel, okay?
So then there's some shots. And I think, is this, are they at the, are they now at the bachelorette party at that, at the bar?
Yes. This is when we get the summer house crazy cuts. So I've got lots of little notes here, but so, I just wrote girl shots. Woo.
Amelia's flirting.
Woo.
Lindsay's feeling self-conscious about being single. She's like, I want to be manhandled. Hey, Manda. my friend Nick's coming out tomorrow. Because, oh, by the way, Lindsay's drunk at this point. So she's like, Manda, my friend Nick is coming out tomorrow. She, by the way, when Lindsay's drunk, she talks like the small guy in the Black Lodge of Twin Peaks. She's like, my friend Nick is coming out tomorrow. There's nobody. It's made me blush ever since. All right, I'm
25 years.
Fine, Laura. Fine, Amanda. Amanda. There's
that
a stranger
is so fucking
in the
true.
House.
That is hilarious.
I am the arm. This is what the arm looks like now.
I'll tell you what the arm looks like. It's like the Workus twins ruined Twin Peaks. Like, that bitch deserved it.
Hey, Bob. Where's Bob?
Hey, you know what I just thought of, Ashley? What? Bob spelled backwards is Bob.
Bob. Oh, like, yeah, crazy. Bob. You want to go to the diner? Want to get some damn good cherry pie? Bob, cherry pie? Hey, Ashley, you want to go cherry pie? Ashley? Oh, God. I just asked that to Siri. Siri just goes. The Siri button on my laptop goes off so easily. It's like Siri's like, cherry pie. So, anyways.
So I wrote down, everybody gets to the party, shots. As I write down in at least once in every single episode of Summer House, I wrote, ugh, white people. And then Amit is talking to these hot girls. He's got his arms around like three girls at a time because he's like, I'm Amit. So he's like, I don't drink cranberry. You don't drink cranberry either? Then why are you drinking it? It's like, there's that Amit charm again.
And then and Lindsay's Carl, like,
my 20s. Bachelor Red Buggies are fine. You're alone.
That was me doing the Twin Peaks music in the background.
Meanwhile,
Carl is like, I work out 5 days a week. Shut up, Carl.
That wasn't even said backwards, Carl. That's not even a show on Netflix, Carl.
Carl, just go back to the Great Northern already, all right?
So, I think someone just yelled at me from the next hotel room. And guess what? I don't care. No, Carl.
You'd be like, listen, I'm staring at a box, okay?
So, I'm in a bunk bed, okay? So
Ashley doesn't like that Lauren's talking to Carl. So she's like, listen, Lauren has to talk to some other guys. So she grabs Lauren and pulls Lauren in to talk to some other guys. And they're all talking and joking. And Carl's like stuck on the perimeter. He's like trying to get through. He's like, gents, too much makeup, huh? Love it. Gents.
Gents, this is a bachelorette party, and none of us are bachelorettes or like chicks, so maybe we should go over here.
Yeah.
And
he dismisses the guys, which is actually so obnoxious and cock-blocky, because it's like not your bachelorette, and it's like the girls get to make the choices. But before he dismisses them, he tries to get Lauren to come back. So he's like, Lauren, come here, Lauren. And so she starts to go, Carl, and then Ashley's like, Lauren. So it's like, Lauren, Carl.
It's a tug of Carl.
It's a tug of Carl.
So she's like, cock blocking. That's Carl blocking. Cock blocking. And Steven's like, he's an ass. So Ashley and Carl, she's like, Carl, like, my sister won't, like, acknowledge the truth, okay? And he's like, look, we're healthy. She's like, what is healthy, Carl? What is healthy? Like, what does that mean? Like, what is healthy? He's like, well, like, low blood pressure. She's like, Carl, cut the shit.
Like, well, look, my temperature's 98.7, so.
My pee is, like, yellowish white, but, like, not yellow. Healthy, like I said. He's like, healthy is having an open relationship.
He's like, I own up to stuff. It's like, shut up. Just because you own up to stuff does not mean it's healthy.
Yeah, own stuff.
Yeah.
Own it. He's like, we're adults. And she's like, shut up, Carl. He's like, okay. So Ashley
Love it. Love it. Love it. No, it's great. Great. Love the feedback. Perfect. Love it. It's great. Yeah,
perfect.
Love it.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, love it.
So back at the house, the girls are like, woo, 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 woo.
Let's stand on the woo. Kitchen island. Yay.
Yeah, they all start standing on the counter, and then Carl
Turn
stands
up. The chain smokers. Yay.
Then Carl gets up on the counter, but he's dressed like a dad in the 60s in his like little short shorts.
Yeah.
And some girl's like, Carl, you're not hanging out of your shirts, Carl. He's like, yeah, because I have three nuts. Adult. He goes,
well, I have three of them, so you might as well check them out, which is kind of gross on a few different levels.
And the way he describes them, he's like, yeah, have you ever gotten a 6-piece chicken nuggets in McDonald's and there's like a seven nugget in them? Yeah, I mean, that's basically what I have. I mean, would you ever deny that seven nugget? I'm like, maybe. It depends on what that seven nugget looks like, honestly.
Yeah, because it's always one of those, like, if you get an extra Mike and Ike, it's not a full Mike and Ike. It's like one of those little misshapen tiny versions that you're like, something bad happened to this Mike and Ike. You know, yeah. That's like the third nut.
It's like, I mean, when you get that weird brown French fry, that's, you're like, you know what it's like? It's like getting popcorn and finding some kernels at the bottom. You're not going to touch them.
Yeah, or that peanut M&M with two little peanuts, but one of them's tiny and tastes burnt. You're like, wait a minute.
Or when you get like chocolate-covered like almonds or espresso beans, and at the bottom there's like just like a chocolate sphere, and you're like,
yeah.
But then I actually always eat those, so bad example.
I know, I eat all them too. But he makes it even worse because he's like, you're not going to like deny the extra chicken nugget, but I mean, you're just going to ask for more sauce. Ew.
Carl, this is a good callback to Real Housewives of Atlanta this week. The balls are really not the primary appeal of a man's groin, I would have to say. I would say of all the things happening in there, the balls are probably the least. And I think having three balls, I mean, that's a very specific fetish, and I'm not sure anyone watching this or at that summer house was into it.
Yeah, it could be a goiter.
Yeah.
So, well, Lauren and Steven and Ashley.
Up, it's Ashley and Steven are upstairs, yeah.
They're in bed together, and Ashley's like, oh my God, you guys.
Steven.
Carl.
Steven. Carl has three nuts. Three balls.
And Steven goes, Siri. What does it mean if you have three balls?
Can someone have three testicles, Siri? Siri's basically like, here's what I found on the web. I vomited. I, Siri, vomited. And I'm not even a real person, but I vomited.
I would not eat the extra chicken nugget. It is poisonous and hairy. So Ashley's like, literally, I want to bang my head against the wall.
Yeah.
And then you hear, right when she says that, you hear Lauren go, Carl, hot tub.
Carl, hot tub, Carl?
Carl, hot tub. Oh,
by the way, we should say that Siri announced that there you can have three testicles. It's a rare condition that fewer than 200 cases have ever been reported. And they're like, Carl. But yeah, so outside your
that's
Carl.
Like my kind of luck. Like, that's my luck. Like, it's not the lottery. It's not like movie stardom. It's the third testicle that's like a burnt M&M. In a double M&M.
Carl's the chosen one. He's like in his own testicle version of the Matrix.
So yeah. Lauren's like, Carl, hot tub? Carl, hot tub? Carl, hot tub? Hot tub? Hot tub? Hot tub?
Carl?
Carl? Are you texting? Okay, so Carl. Ashley's like, I'm going to go listen to this. Like, this is crazy. Carl. Wait,
is it
can
warm,
you hear me?
Carl? Is it warm? Carl? Carl? Is it, are the bubbles going? Is it warm? Is it hot? Is it warm? Is it cold? Is it cold? Is it warm? Is it hot? Is it warm to hot? Is it lukewarm? Who's Luke? Do you like Carl? Are you friends with Luke? Do you know Luke?
So she's like, Luke, who are you texting? Your girlfriend, Courtney? And he goes, I'm dead serious. Don't say that shit. I don't talk to you like that ever. Don't you talk to me like that. She's not my motherfucking girlfriend. I love that this is like right after the scene where he's like, we're adults.
Yeah. No, yeah, we're in a healthy relationship. Yeah, no, I own up to everything. So he stomps out of the hot tub and Lauren starts following, literally going, Carl.
And
Carl,
in most fights, it's not that he was mad that he actually got caught texting Courtney, which he didn't even deny. He was just saying, it's not my girlfriend. You fucking asshole, Carl.
Yeah, exactly. So now, like, she's following around, Carl. And so Ashley's getting so mad. She's like, I got a plan. You want to hear my plan? Ready to hear my plan? What I'm going to do? I'm going to take a watermelon. I'm going to, like, slam it on the floor in front of Carl. Here. I'm going to get a watermelon. Is there a watermelon downstairs? Kyle, is there a watermelon? I got a watermelon. Hey.
Ashley goes so completely bonkers cray cray. I'm afraid for Brad. Okay, like she goes nuts. She's like, my sister looks so fucking pathetic right now. This piece of shit has that power over her. What the fuck are you guys doing, Lauren? And Carl's like, mind your business. She's like, what? And she lifts this fucking gigantic watermelon. And they're in the bathroom, by the way. She's standing right outside the bedroom. And then she just throws it into Carl's room.
She just slams it on the ground. And by the way, so when I got to the summer house the next day, everyone's like, oh my God, did you hear about Ashley last night? She slammed down a watermelon. Everyone's like, did you hear about the watermelon? Oh my God, she threw down a watermelon. Oh my God,
she's like,
watermelon?
Eat a bitch. Eat it, Carl. Eat a bitch.
I love the way she raised the watermelon over her head. It was sort of like this slow, labor-intensive lift, like it was the finale, the climax of some superhero movie where like Thor is lifting his hammer. He's gonna deliver the death blow to some alien, but it's like the summer house version is you're lifting a watermelon to crash on the floor.
And then she does, and then Lauren goes, oh my God.
And Kyle starts eating the watermelon off the floor. He's like, so good.
And then Lauren is cleaning it up. Yeah. And then Ashley goes, oh, yeah, look, there's my sister left to pick up the pieces. And I was like, of your watermelon.
Yeah, you're
like,
the one who broke the watermelon. She's like, why is this guy fucking treating you like shit, Lauren? Lauren.
She goes, why are you on the floor like a fucking dog? Stop acting like a fucking dog. This guy's getting away with murder. You look like a desperate asshole. like you just threw a watermelon.
You're the one who broke the watermelon. She's actually, you're the guest, and she's trying to clean up after what you just did.
And Carl just goes and closes the door to his room, and Lauren comes in. She goes, thanks a lot, Carl.
Yeah. The one fucking weekend, I need you to fucking want to be on point, and you're a fucking dick, Carl. Thanks a lot, Carl. You didn't even tell me how that hot tub water was, Carl.
Like, I don't fucking care about how I look, okay? And she goes, well, that sucks. And he's like, it hurts when you call someone my girlfriend. Oh my God!
He's like, I don't like when you make fun of me, Lauren. You're always saying your girlfriend. I'm like, Carl, don't try to like play the sensitive soul card here. You're mad because she cock blocked you, and every time she says your girlfriend, it's a reminder of how you were cock blocked. And I understand that. That's very frustrating. But you know what? Like, you've been leading her on, and this is kind of, if you don't want her to say that sort of shit, don't hook up with her after the pride parade, and don't sleep with her, and don't tell her things like "I love you too." You know.
Yeah, both at fault, but Carl's an asshole. At least I like Lauren.
Yeah.
So Kyle's getting, he's like, I'm getting naked. He's like, reverse speakeasy. He's like, that's what this means. Watermelon on the floor. Get it? Like, I'm going to find an investor. So in the morning, Stephen and Ashley are in bed, and he goes, honestly, I look rough. By the way, do you remember smashing a watermelon last night on the ground? Melon, water. Reverse the order of that. It makes watermelon. It's on the ground. You did that.
It's sad that this is like the biggest scandal of the season. Someone threw a watermelon. And like, and not goes, at someone, just down on the ground.
And she goes, I'm the normal sane one. Why is there fighting? Like, there's fighting and hanging out. Like, you don't seem friendly. Or Carl doesn't seem friendly. And he's like, he just isn't a good friend. Like, now he'll go on the apology tour. Apology tour for what? There's a water. There's probably ants now.
Well, there are probably, those ants probably predated the watermelon, let's be honest. But Carl is slick. He'll go on an apology tour for anything. Anytime, he's like Jax. Like, the moment that he gets caught for anything, like, Carl, you're being a bad friend to me. Carl, he's taking me along. He's like, I'm sorry. I love you. I'm trying to be a better person. I'm trying to communicate better. And I understand that you're hurt and I don't want to hurt you anymore. And I'm working on it. You know, he just says that stuff like every single episode, practically.
It's like, by the way, I'm on tour. Please buy a t-shirt.
Yeah. Also of note that it was the next morning and Carl didn't say good morning to Lauren. I mean, this is really
Snapple.
Serious.
You guys, I'm whispering like this because there really is, this lady next door is screaming, and I don't know if it's at me. I'm assuming it is.
Oh my God.
If I die, that's why.
What is she screaming about?
I just hear blah, blah, because I've just been in here like laughing my ass off. She's like, Carl.
She's like, who is Carl? Where are these voices coming from? Who is Carl?
She's just staring at the toilet, which is probably in her actual room and not a bathroom, just like mine. Like, when is the girl from the ring going to crawl out of it? It's like, Carl.
So Ashley wants Steven to talk to Carl about whatever this mysterious issue is that caused their friendship to fail. And he's like, you know. And
like,
this
I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you, Steven.
Right, and this is what I walked into, by the way. This is sort of not at that moment, but this is the vibe that I walked into, that Steven was like on the cusp of wanting to talk to Carl about it, but he wasn't ready to, etc. So like, I had, at this point, like, he had shared with the two of us and like some others, you know, but like he wasn't ready to talk to Carl about it. So that's the vibe I was in. So that's why I thought for sure, like, oh my God, I'm totally going to be in the episode.
Well, it's the next day still, obviously. And Carl's like, hey guys, want to go to the Aston Martin brunch? Girls, we're going to the Aston Martin brunch. So I'm got my stupid hat ready. So we'll see you later. And Lindsay's like,
I'm gonna hang out with Nick, the trainer, based on Manda's recommendation. I'm blushing like, all right.
Hey, are you gonna work out or is he gonna work you out? Get it?
Carl?
And so, Carl goes, hey, Amanda, what sunglasses should I wear? And she goes, babe, I was gonna ask you the same thing. So Danielle, we get one Danielle scene.
Stupid.
So good.
It's pity, like, talk about a pity scene. This is the most pity scene we've ever seen on Bravo.
She's making my hotel room look like White Castle, okay? Like a real White Castle, not a fast food place. Like a beautiful, beautiful castle. She's like, hello, it's Danielle Hoboken. And this lady's like, hello, this is Cassandra from Capital One. And Danielle's like, yeah, well, I have a college degree. And I'm like, you girl, pay your Capital One bill. And Capital One doesn't call people to offer them jobs. They call because you owe them money.
I also like that they cut away. Like, you don't see her actually saying it, but you hear her narration in the middle of the saying, thank you for calling me on the weekend. I was like, okay, this is clearly not the weekend. This is in the middle of the week. And they just had to put the scene in here to make it seem like Danielle was doing something instead of being at the summer house.
Yeah, they're like, we're giving your paycheck to the twin this week. Okay, stay at home. She's like, Capital One, Cassandra. So the girls at the house, and girls are all at the house, and Lauren's like, today's a new day. It's like a day, but it's like new. It's like yesterday, but not today. It's like not tomorrow, because it's today. It's a new day. It's like tomorrow's going to be newer, but that's tomorrow. Like, who cares about that? And like, tomorrow, I'm not going to care about today, because today's yesterday, tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Matt and Curry in the morning, except not them anymore, because they're not there anymore, you know, because of things. Things happen. Things happen.
I don't want to talk about, like, I don't want to talk about Carl, let alone the drama.
So, okay. We then go over to the Aston Martin brunch, and Steven is just like, he's in a gay snit. He really is, because he's just like...
Steven is about to blow, but in the Steven way. Yeah. This is how, it's like a tea kettle that's going off, except instead of, it sounds like this.
It's basically a pot of water. It's just a big pot of water. He's like, I'm ready to poach an egg now. He's like, he's just sneering at a meat across the way. He's like, he looks like a douche. I'm like, he's just standing there.
And a meat totally senses it. He's like, that guy's trash talking me again.
I don't know why he would call me a douche. I mean, all just because the thing that I'm most famous for is going to Coachella does not make me a douche. Actually, correct that. Yes. No, sorry. I apologize. Full douche.
Just because I called out some girl for lying about drinking cranberry juice and then fucked her anyway doesn't make me a douche. Okay. And Carl's like, huh, it's okay. He doesn't like me either. Like, we were good friends last summer, I thought, but. And then Amit's like, what do you think is causing the rift? You know, he's like squeezing his butt cheeks and letting him go. And Carl's like, he has like this negative tone, which like is considered funny, but it brings people down. I'm like, you know what brings people down? Your hat. Okay, Smokey the Bear? Like, I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but I don't want to think about forest fires right now. I just want to look at cars. How about that?
Cheers, gents. Cheers. Cheers, gents. Don't you hate it when guys do that? That, like, over-formal, like, bro talk? All right, gents. Cheers. Cheers, gents.
Cheers, gents.
Yeah, let's hit some links, gents. Shut up.
It's like, there's a disconnect for some reason. Like, I just don't get it. So, back with the girls. Woo!
Whoa.
This keeps cutting the girls going, woo! Yeah, it's woo!
Like, they kind of all look like Christina Gibson. Did you notice that? I was like, oh my God, Christina's back. Oh, wait, no. Oh, wait, look, she's back. Oh, wait, no. Oh, she's back. No.
Yeah, what the hell? She doesn't even get to come to the workers' bachelor party? Come on, guys.
Yeah. So Nick the trainer arrives, and he's going to do like a bachelorette workout sesh, which basically means having them do push-ups and then, you know, pouring rosé down their
masturbating onto their face or whatever. Isn't... What is he from? He looks really familiar.
He looks so familiar. I agree. And I thought, like, maybe I met him that weekend. He was on, I mean, I think he was like their kickboxing instructor a few weeks ago. But
his face looks familiar. And I thought,
was he on Workout New York City? Remember that show?
Oh, God.
I'm going to look.
Maybe he was. Probably. Because everything they get on this show is...
Workout in New York City. I'm looking.
Because it's Bravo. You know, it's like, Priv, some guy from a workout show.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Not the trainer. So Lindsay's like, oh, my God. And Matt's like, I say we drink while we work out. I'm like, good one, dude. They're already wasted.
Yeah.
So Lindsay's like, oh, my God, his arms. It's like, that's what I'm hoping for.
By the way, I'm happy to report he was not on workout in New York. I just looked.
I don't know.
He looks so familiar. Maybe he did like
sometimes,
porn or something.
You know, when we watch the LA shows, I'm like, oh, maybe it's just some like musclehead who walks around West Hollywood. But then.
No, he really looked. I'm glad you felt that way too. He must have appeared on a different show.
Yeah. That was the total Lindsay answer I just gave you.
Yeah. All right. What are you?
So he's like, hey, so I have a reservation tonight. We should go there, you and me. And she goes, okay. Like together? And he's like, yeah. She's like, really? Okay. You can put your bags in my room and you can stay with me or not. Cause there's like couches everywhere. It's like, oh my God.
You're the first person that's made me blush. Oh my God. Did I say that out loud? I'm blushing about my blush. Oh my God.
Got a meta blush. She does say that like 5 times this episode. She's like, oh my God, that guy, he makes me blush. Oh my God, you made me blush.
Oh my God, I blushed.
That like never happens.
I'm like blushing right now. Just think about how much he makes me blush. I just blush the toilet. Oh my God.
Ashley goes, oh my God, you look so cute.
It's like she powered down in the middle of her word.
And Lindsay goes, oh my God, there could be something deeper here. She's like, I already powered down. So the song is like, I want it, I need it, I got it, I feel like it.
Like, that's Danielle talking about her job hunt.
This is why no one hires millennials, okay? Poor Danielle. She's taking the brunt of it.
So is this when they start to get ready for their dates and stuff? Because Lindsay's getting ready. Because now I have in my notes that the twins are starting to put on makeup in the mirror and they're bickering.
Yeah, the bins.
Yeah, the twins are...
Imagine twin bins in the mirror.
The twins are doing one of my favorite things that women do, which is aggressively apply makeup. Like, you know, when you're like fight makeup, I should say. It's like they're fighting, and the more they fight, the more they're like patting their face, their little brushes. They're like... I just think that you're like really aggressive and judgy, and like, yeah. You know, like...
Well, I mean...
Like, you made decisions that like I could be judgy about, and like leaving your husband for the summer, but like, you know, it's like...
Oh, really, Lauren? Okay, well, Lauren, you know what? Lauren? You know what I'm seeing right now?
What?
Like, right now, I think that like we're not seeing eye to eye, and we should just agree to disagree.
I'm seeing eye to nose, because I'm always seeing your nose. You powder your nose. It's like your nose is really shining right now. I'm like really angry.
What about powdering your nose?
How about powdering your face? How about powdering your judgment? How about powdering Carl? We should powder Carl. Let's powder Carl.
Powder Carl.
Powder your wig. Powder your wig. We'll be old and tired. Powder wigs.
Carl. Powder it.
Carl.
Hey, Carl, guess what? Just raise the price of Netflix $1 a month. Okay, Carl?
Really?
Suck on that.
Oh, my God. I thought it was grandfather. Did you speak to grandfather about being grandfather? Oh.
She's like, but he likes glow. So Lindsay, Matt, on their date.
You're so stupid.
Lindsay's like, I'm really glad you asked me out. And he's like, yeah, came all the way here. She's like, well, what do you do besides work out? And he goes, well, actually, my whole life is work. And she goes, as it should be, you're like 25, right?
He's like, you're like 28, right? He's like, I'm 25. She's like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Blush. It's a blush. I'm like blushing right now, and I haven't blushed like this since ever. I wonder what ever's
up. Maybe it's because I just drank a whole bottle of rosé because I'm so mortified because I'm 31 and 2 weeks.
I'm like, bitch, like, you're 31. Really? Calm down.
Could you imagine dating someone 6 years younger? Or wait, 3 years younger. Wait, 6 years younger. I have Lindsay math in my head. Mm. I would be honored to date someone 6 years younger. Okay. They're either 10 years older and they're like, I'm dying. And I'm like, who's got the will? Or they're like 20 and they're like, please tell me I did good at baseball. Like, 6 years younger to me just seems like so natural.
Yeah, I agree. But she's like, oh my God, I'm blushing. Oh my God. Have you met Everett before? Everett's the best. I love Everett. Have you met Everett? He's so great. Oh my God.
She's like, we're moving so fast, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah, the most awkward moment of the season. Lynn's like, excuse me, before my roasted salmon gets here and before your sushi gets here, I need to go to the bathroom. I'm going to just, excuse me, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to walk casually by you. And then... And then I'm also
meanwhile,
gonna,
back at home.
And then I'm also going to... All right. All right. I'm blushing.
Born on the 4th of July.
Anyway, I'm going to the bathroom now.
You know, it's so funny. Like, Everett came back, like, from Vietnam. Like, right when my rosé was delivered last time.
I remember the first time that I blushed in front of Everett, I was like, oh my god, like, this is such an emotional moment for me right now. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to get over this right now. I'm like, Everett, how do you feel about my blush right now, Everett?
I remember the first time I was in Vietnam and I was doing water aerobics. And I was chucking some rosé and working on my abs. And I had this vision of this pretty girl that smelled like salmon stuck her tongue down my throat before I could even pee.
And I said, whoa, geek, slow down. Don't have to go that fast. What's going on with your cheeks? They're so red. It's like you can't stop blushing. And she said... that's exactly what I'm doing. And I said, yeah, man. Let's get out of this crazy jungle and find somewhere where you can put your blush all over me, dude.
Hey, could you get out of the jungle and talk somewhere more quiet?
No.
I'm in the jungle. What do you expect to happen? Classic jungle. Classic.
Classic jungle.
Oh my god. So meanwhile, back at home, Kyle, there's food delivered, and Kyle's like, delivery's here. And Steven goes, food's here. I'll set it out, and then people can just like claim what they ordered. And Carl goes, I ordered pizza. And he's like,
what are you gonna do next, Carl? Sit in a chair. You're gonna eat your pizza with a napkin.
So this following scene is a scene between a son and a dad who just left their mom and has them like on Wednesday nights for dinner. He's like, hey, buddy. He's like, he's like, so finally me and a big Steven moment, hey? Then look, it's me and Steven, glow. He's like, I don't watch that, stupid. You don't even know me.
And Carl's like, I got the feeling that something's happened and like, I want to know what's going on. He's like, Steven's like, something happened over the summer. He tells us something happened over the summer. And it's like growing.
But like since Pride, I feel bad about my behavior. And like, I just wanted to like, you know, check in with you, buddy. Like, how's softball? Did you quit that? Were you ever enrolled in softball?
It's fine, Dad. It's fine.
And then Steven goes, and he like eats a French fry with his mouth open.
I just want to hug. Buddy. I just want to hug, Jen. Come on, Jen. Let's get a hug.
Come on, buddy. Like, we only get Wednesday nights, you know? Like, sometimes anger is something that you sit with, and sometimes, like, you just have dinner with your dad. You know, champ? He's like,
ugh. And sometimes like, I just get to have my Amazon Prime packages in peace.
And sometimes I get a delivery without my dad making fun of me to everybody and saying it's because I can't pay my rent. So.
Do you want me to make you an Alabama Hot Pocket? Don't say that, Dad.
Steven, he goes, I just want to be friends, champ. And Steven's like, well, I want to be friends. Carl goes, I need you in my life, okay? Like, you know a lot about me, and I don't want to lose our friendship. And Steven's like,
he's like, yeah.
He goes, like, usually when a friend burns me, like, guess what? I can replace ya. It's like the Bates Motel, okay? There's, like, not many vacancies here. And if I need you to take you into a shower to clear a space, then I was like, wait a minute.
I think the Bates Motel
which version
a lot
of Bates Motel? Because no one ever stayed there except the people that died.
Yeah, I feel like that's actually a terrible advertisement for you as a friend. It's like, yeah, I have like no friends, and anyone who does become a friend, I just like kill.
So like, it's like the Bates Motel. Basically, you're gonna go stay in a really shitty room, and I'm gonna jerk off to you through a hole in the wall. Okay.
Basically, there's like a skeleton of Christina Gibson upstairs in a rocking chair, so don't be alarmed.
Christina's upstairs like, don't worry, Norman. Lindsay did it. It was all Lindsay.
She's like, Great news, Norman. I just got a job at Us Weekly. No, you didn't, Mother. You are. Like,
this might be like the Bates Motel, but the good thing is that he ended up becoming like a director. So. You don't get it, huh?
No,
because that actor from Bates Motel is now on The Good Doctor. Oh, it just wasn't funny. Okay,
No. The audio just sort of like blanked out for a moment, right over your punchline. So I just sort of smiled politely and waited for your audio to come back.
I'm eating a French fry.
Skype was like, "I've had enough of this." So
I don't blame her, girl.
So then we see Lindsay flirting with Nick the Trainer in the car. She's like, "Blush, blush, kiss, salmon kiss." Mwah. Amanda's gonna be home.
Lindsay's back.
Hey guys, L to the I to the N to the D to the S to the A to the Y's back.
She's like, hey guys, guess where single Lindsay is? I don't know, because Lindsay is here.
Guess what? BLs is here. That stands for Blushing Lindsay's.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but I have to point out at the end of that father-son dinner scene, Carl goes, I love you, man. We need to have a boys' night. And then he's like, ah. And Ashley comes in and sees him and then walks right back out.
So this was the moment that I started to realize I was going to be edited out of the episode, and I had to console myself. And then because we now see everyone getting into bed, and Steven's talking to Ashley about Carl and Amit, just being like, Carl and Amit, like...
He was talking to Amit for a long time. They're assholes. And then, then in bed, Amanda's like, do you really love me? And Carl's like, drunk. I want to marry you. My friends are all dad now. So I want to make babies. And she's like, what? And then he goes,
I have a great new concept. Reverse baby. See, I give birth now to a fart.
And Lindsay comes in all wasted, and Matt's in bed sleeping. She's like, oh, I need a cuddle or something. And he's like, ugh.
He's like, sorry, salmon coma. So the next morning, Lauren is like, she's like all confused on where to go from here with Carl. She's like, what do I do with Carl? How do I go forward with Carl? What am I supposed to do? I'm like, Lauren, you've been in the same existential funk for a year now. If you haven't figured it out, we can't help you. We can do no more.
Look, girl, let me give you not the most positive advice, but the realist advice anybody going to give you, because we all been there, okay?
Yeah.
You just keep fucking him and then sobbing and then fucking him again until somebody better comes along, okay?
That's actually great, really great advice. Just know you're going to cry, know you're going to get hurt, but do it until something better comes.
Totally worth it, you know? Yeah. And then you're going to have somebody better, and then you guys aren't going to talk for a really long time, and then you're going to see each other, you know, 20 years down the line and cheat on your husband's and wives with each other and start all over again.
Yeah. It'll be like that song, same old Lang Syne, except it'll wind up with you guys fucking instead of like sharing memories in a car while it snows.
Yeah, this is your horrible memory, penis memory, and it's going to last forever. So just enjoy the ride, girl.
Enjoy it. So now everyone leaves the house, and now it's Monday night. And Steven and Carl are going to have their bros night, except Ashley's there too, which kind of messes up that bros night concept a little bit. But she's like, I'm going to be the support system for Steven, okay? And I'm going to report back to Lauren. Lauren, did you hear about Steven? Steven and Carl had a dinner. Lauren?
Yeah, I'm just here to support you. Like, I'm just here in the back. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay? I'm not going to say anything.
Like, you know who's going to support you too? Liquid Courage. Okay, Liquid Courage. Would you like that? It's like a mix between like courage and courage. Do you want some Liquid Courage?
Carl.
It's like
Carl and Courage.
Courage is already liquidy.
Doesn't this feel like it's right, Pride again? Except I'm a different twin.
Yeah,
it's like
I'm like totally
Pride.
A different twin. Carl. Like Carl. Which one do you hear right now?
Carl.
Which one is wearing pirate sleeves right now? Yep, that's right. You guessed it.
So Carl arrives and he's pissed that Ashley is there. He's like, I thought this was gonna be a bros night, gents.
Yeah, he's like, are there any watermelons around? Because like I feel like we should warn the waiter. He's like, guess who? Look who? Guess look who's talking. It's me. Look, it's me, Carl. Carl. Did you expect to see me? And he's like, Carl. No. Wow.
So Steven basically says that, you know, regarding saving their friendship and everything, they once were great friends, whatever, but he's essentially fine with where their friendship is now, like in this sort of cordial space.
Which it's not. Okay, look, You do not need to be bringing your girl, your loudmouth girl, who already doesn't like him, to stand up for you. Get out of here. You're not going to have a real conversation with him like that. Mm-hmm. And he knows that. So everything he says is just like, okay, Dad, I'm okay where we left off. Okay. Because I don't even know if you're capable of more. And he's like, I appreciate you telling me that and expressing your feelings like that in front of your mother. But like, you know, I was a good dad. And then I went through some things. I got fired, cheated on your mom, etc. Didn't communicate it well. But look, here I'm communicating now. I love you, son. You know, and I don't care if you play baseball or t-ball or football or gym. Like, I don't even care if you're gym. I don't even care if you get off the couch. You like penises? Great.
Great. Yeah. And Steven's just like, Carl, you said to me, sitting on the couch right next to me, that the best head you ever got was from a guy. It was like, dun, 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 dun.
To be continued. Look, as an older gay, can I just say that that's a compliment?
Yeah, I was sort of like, I was like, okay.
I think straight guys always say that. Okay, they either say the best head I ever got was from a guy, or they say, I hear guys give the best head.
Yeah.
It's not that they want to necessarily fuck you right now. It just means they need some kind of attention, and they're trying to gauge whether or not the gay thinks that they're attractive, because that's a very important step in a man's attractive ladder. You know, it's like, all right, the chicks want to bang me. Do the fags, you know? And then like, it just makes them feel like more of a man. It has nothing to do with us. Now, look, I'm being blasé about it, but it took me a long time to figure that out.
I'm just excited to see Carl's reaction, like how he handles this. If he like admits that he said it, if he denies it. I love a good gay cliffhanger. It really speaks to me as a gay man.
I believe it 100%, but I also believe it's kind of a bonding moment you're not supposed to be repeating in front of your friend and on television. Like, I think that was probably said, whether it was true or not, it was probably just said as a bonding moment with you to be like, hey, I'm not like gay, but like, I get it. I'm like, gays give good head, which is how Carl relates. Head, his penis, you know?
Yeah. The question is, why is Steven so mad?
Because I think that Carl leads him on and makes him think that he likes him and that he's maybe bisexual or something. And it's hard when you're friends with a straight guy. Obviously, I've been in this situation, which is why I'm projecting. But it is difficult because there's like that line of like, we're really friends, you know, and this is nice. And guys can just be friends. Why can't guys just be friends? But if there's attraction and the straight guy senses it, there's an easy way to play on that so he feels more attractive even though he's not necessarily attracted.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. And it's a mind fuck, you know? And everybody who's watched this show has known that Steven feels that or has some attraction. He's new out of the closet. Carl makes it very easy, makes being straight seem almost not straight at all. Mm-hmm. Like very not intimidating, you know? And so it's hard not to fall for somebody like that. It's just like a guy who really likes you and he looks deep into your eyes and lets you be yourself and he's himself. And I think Carl leads him on.
Probably. And it's probably that devastating realization that you and Lauren Workus are in the exact same spot.
It is the same spot. Like he'll actually have more sex with Lauren Workus, but it's still the same thing. Where, like, he's defining himself, he's making people like him based on his sexuality. That's it. Nobody who's into Carl is like, oh my God, he's such a good person.
Yeah.
Everybody who's with Carl is like, he's a shithead, he's mean, he's this and that, but I'm attracted to him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the way of the Carl. But
while I'm ranting against Carl, it's also unfair to Carl because they're using him. You know, like Carl's, they're just using him because he's cute. Like he's a shitty person. They all say he's a shitty person. So they're using him. So I don't really feel bad for anybody getting their feelings hurt because they keep putting themselves in situations like that just because of physical attraction and not because of emotion, you know?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, they all should know better. I do feel a little bad for Lauren because I do think that she is easily manipulated with the Carl situation. And I think that she has trouble just... She can't quit that Carl, you know? It's hard.
Well, it's easy to talk big like I talk, but like I said earlier, you just keep going back. I have those same kinds of relationships, and your emotions aren't your intellectual brain. We can try and intellectualize this shit all we want to, and Lord knows I'll intellectualize anything. But when you're in love or you're attracted, you can't help it. You just can't. That's why the smartest people become fucking idiots around this stuff, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've all been there. We just become deranged psychopaths because of all the Carls of the world. All the Carls do this to us. It's not fair.
And, you know, the Laurens do it too. The Laurens do it to them too. I'm a Lauren, you know, but Lord knows I've probably put a lot of Carls through the ringer who were like, why would you even like me? I've never even spoken, but I make this whole thing in my head. Like, wow, but they like me and they're so cute. It's love, guys. It hurts.
It hurts, man. So on that note, love hurts. We're excited to see everyone tonight at the Bowery Ballroom. I'm sure we'll have plenty of stories to report back. And tomorrow, we will have our Vanderpump Rules coverage up tomorrow because we're doing it tonight at Bowery. And we are so excited. Go to watchcrappins.com to buy your tickets to see us live. There are links to tickets all on that site as well as merchandise. And until then, we'll see some of you tonight and the rest of you mañana. Bye, everyone.
Talk then, geeks.
Bye.